Hi, everyone, and welcome to Take 10 for Torah podcast number 559. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, please send me an email at rabbiyasmachatake10fortorah.org. So we're in still, I think, the echoes of Bereshis, Parshas Bereshis, and we didn't have a full week before Parshas Bereshis. So I wanted to refer back to a pasuk there, which refers to the creation of man. Vayitzar Hashem Elokim es ha'adam, God created man. And so we know this Yitzer Elohim es Ha'adam, this language of God creating man, comes up all the time in a very well-known bracha, the bracha of Asher Yatzar es Ha'adam. So I wanted to talk about that bracha in the 10 minutes that we have. The Gemara in Brachos begins, it says, HaNichnas Leis HaKisei, you go into the bathroom, there's something that you should say before you do. When you go, Ki Nafik Omer Brach Asher Yatzar es Ha'adam V'Chachma, blessed is Hashem who created man with wisdom, so, comma, possibly, with wisdom, that means one thing. And then also, uvarav nekavim, nekavim, chalalim, chalalim, built within man all sorts of nekavim, cavities, chalalim, holes, or things that have space within them, or tubes. Galui v'yadua, it's very obvious, it's revealed. Lefnei kisei kvodecha, before your honorable throne, she'im yipaseach echad mehem, o im yisaseim echad mehem, if one would open or one would close, meaning one that should be closed would open, if one that would be open should close, then yifshar la'amud lefanecha, it would be impossible to stand before you. We would not survive. And some even add the expression, afilu sha'achas, even for a moment. That expression is somewhat controversial because is that true? Is it true that even for a moment you wouldn't be able to last? So really, honestly, it depends which hole or which tube or which cavity we're talking about. But then the Gemara continues and it says, how should we close this bracha? My chasim, how do we close the bracha? Amar Rav, Rav says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Rofei Cholim, the healer of the sick. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, no, Kashavinu Abba L'chuli Alma Katsire. You're making us all out to sick people, because we're all going to be saying this bracha, and we're not all sick at all times. Ella rofei kol basar. Rather, it's God heals all people. Meaning, there's a preventative element to God's healing, and this obviously refers to the fact that when do we make asher yatzar? When we go to the bathroom, when we ingest, and there's waste product, which is thereby created because of what we ingested. So that waste product could theoretically do us damage. And yet, amazingly, we have systems which are built so that we can remove that waste product. And so when we notice that, after we've gone to the bathroom, at that point, we say this bracha of Rofei Kol Basar. He preventatively, prophylactically, heals all basar. Rav Shesha says, no, that's not how we should close it. Rather, we should close this bracha with Brachat Hashem, Maflil Asos, who does amazing wonders. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, what should we do? Should it be Rofei Kol Basar? Or should it be like Rav Shesha says, Maflil Asos, or Rav Papa says, how about we do both? Hilkach Nerminu L'Tarvayu, we should do both. Rofei Kol Basar, Maflil Asos. And God does amazing things and heals all flesh, or at least preventatively, prophylactically, we avoid all of these problems because of these systems, the digestive system, which removes and separates and makes it exit. Okay, good. So what does it mean, this chachma barabo nekavim nekavim? What do all these things mean, what it's referring to? So we won't be able to get to all of it, but I want to focus on these words, b'chachma, asher yatzar es ha'adam b'chachma, and also at the end, umafli la'aso. So what is this talking about? What precisely are we supposed to take away from this? So Rashi says the maflil asos, what's amazing over here, is the guf, the body itself, which he says is hollow, and he gets this from a medrash, which is known like a water flask, like something like a skin that's made to hold water. And if there would be any nekev, or any sort of hole, then it wouldn't be able to hold air, it wouldn't be able to hold any sort of water. But yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu baras ha'adam b'chachma, uvarovo nekavim nekavim harbe. There are many nekavim, many holes, many places of exit. The afal pikein, haruach b'tocho kol yimei chayav. The ruach, our spirit, or whatever is inside, stays inside, in spite of all of these holes. V'zuhi plia v'chachma, that is amazing. So Rashi understands, it seems that the chachma is referring to these nekavim and these chalalim, and the mafli, the pela, the amazing thing, is how all of it somehow stays inside the body. And this is also referenced in a medrash. Tosa says slightly differently. He says the chachma is the chachma shehiskin mizonosav v'achar kach baru. That the chachma of like this entire ecosystem of how not only man but really everything has there's sort of this chain that we know big kind of eat the little and survive in doing so, and so the entirety of the ecosystem, which of course could be challenged by invaders and different things coming in when exploiting its position when it doesn't really belong and shouldn't be doing what it does, and we see this all the time and ecosystems all over the world. But the fact that humanity had all of that set up for it, that is the chachma. And the pella, he agrees with Rashi, the pella is the fact that the body is able to hold everything in, even though the body has holes and theoretically has exit points. The Marsha understands that really the chachma is referring to something else. It's referring to chachma. Asher yatzar es ha'adam b'chachma. I created man with chachma. Shenasam lo, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chachma b'vriyoso lo kein kol shar b'nei chayim. Bal chayim. All of the other animals don't have the same sense of wisdom, the same intelligence as man. Just simply chachma means not the way that God created man, but referring to chachma, wisdom itself. God created man with wisdom. The Levush has a long discussion about this in his commentary. He talks about that it's specifically focusing on the ability to be docha the mosros, to get rid of what is excess. That's the chachma over here. That's what we're referring to in all of this tefillah. We're amazed by the fact that the body can be built in a way where even though it takes in things which might not necessarily be good for it, it's able to get those out of the body. That's how the Levush understands the Chachma, and he elaborates on this at length. Now, one of the questions that comes up when we think about Asher Yatzar is, what type of bracha is it? Is it a bracha that we make on having an experience, like, you know, when you have an apple, you make a ha'etz, when you go to the bathroom, you make a Asher Yatzar, or is it something more than that? We say it as part of Birchas HaShachar in the morning, and it seems that it's the type of bracha that we begin our day with, whether or not we went to the bathroom. I mean, there is an assumption, of course, that we did, but it seems to be part of the Tzura of Tefillah, put nearby those Birchas HaShachar. So there could be both elements. Of course, we are awakened to these systems existing at certain times of the day when we should have particular gratitude that we just allowed, you know, waste and things that we shouldn't have in our bodies to exit. That's what we're grateful for. But as well, there's clearly commentary in this bracha about the incredible nature of the creation of man. And you can't avoid that idea, right? That the men and nature and the way we are built, and you know, doctors, plenty of doctors listen to this podcast, you know better than I do, but I'll just give you one quote. Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, in his book Covenant Conversation, he writes, "The human body contains 100 trillion cells. Within each cell is a nucleus. Within each nucleus is a double copy of the human genome. Each genome contains 3.1 billion letters of genetic code, enough if transcribed to fill a library of 5,000 books. Each cell, in other words, contains a blueprint of the entire body of which it is a part. The cumulative force of these scientific discoveries is nothing short of wondrous. In ways undreamt of by our ancestors, we now know to what extent the microcosm is a map of the macrocosm. From a single cell, it may be possible to reconstruct an entire organism." And we know this to be true, and we also know the remarkable nature of this. And so to start our day acknowledging the Chalalim and the Nekavim and all of these plaos, all of these amazing things is obviously appropriate. And also to remember when we specifically have gratitude for the systems that allow us to remove that waste is also deeply appropriate. There are other perspectives on what the Pella is. The Rama, for example, in Darkei Moshe, he says that the amazing thing is the fact that you can have a body which has a soul, it has a consciousness, it has some spiritual, metaphysical element in that body, and yet the body is able to contain that thing. That's the Pella. That's the amazing thing that we refer to here in the Bracha. Finally, Rav Hirsch has a beautiful explanation of how these two things go together. He says that whenever we make this bracha, we are reminded that we require our physical body to be able to live a spiritual life. He says, "Should one of these openings be closed or the wall of one of these cavities be pierced, the physical existence of the person would be jeopardized, and he could no longer live a life of active service in God's presence. This fact is well known to divine providence, galui lifnei kisei kavodecha, and he has taken it into account, yodua, it is known. Hence, each time we thus satisfy one of our essential bodily needs, we renew our pledge to serve God. our ability in spirituality, our ability of survival, of doing anything else, starts, of course, with our ability to breathe and think and talk and walk and do all of the physical actions we need to do, which is predicated on these systems working. And so we stop and we talk in a lofty way in this bracha. You know, the throne, you know, it seems awkward that we're talking about the kisei kivodecha when we come out of the bathroom, but that's exactly, he says, when we need to discuss these things. One cannot appreciate enough and be grateful enough to the amazing way that our body works and the hakar satov that we have, that continue every day on and on. Hopefully a chizuk, strengthening our asha yatzar, will do so. Have a great day.